The things that Luke Mather shares with me during the show sometimes. You can do all the show prep you want, but there will always be an evergreen placeholder for a segment called What Did Ron Johnson Say Now? And for this, we give proper credit to Lawrence Andrea with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel with the headline, Trump advisors turned to Ron Johnson in a push to reauthorize an anti-malaria drug to fight COVID, according to a new congressional report. Trump administration advisors leaned on Ron Johnson in a failed effort to push top health officials to reauthorize the use of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19 in the early months of the pandemic, according to a brand new congressional report. This was to the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Crisis. This was all despite data that did show it was not effective against COVID. At some point, I expect to hear a horse whinnying in the background here. But the committee report says that Johnson, quote, forged a close alliance with Dr. Stephen Hatfield, who advised the Trump administration on the pandemic and engaged in constant fighting with an FDA commissioner and other health officials over hydroxychloroquine. It was in August of 2020, the report says, that Ron Johnson and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Mike Lee of Utah wrote a letter to the FDA asking for more information, questioning the FDA's wanting to revoke authorization of hydroxychloroquine. While Johnson's support for the drug has been public, the committee's report details the senator's contacts with Trump administration officials over the push for the reauthorization of hydroxychloroquine. And that's not the only time that he's raised eyebrows. He has continually sowed doubt about the effectiveness of the vaccine. He has all but said the vaccine has caused deaths, which is wrong. He was the one that talked about ivermectin, pushing that, using, gargling more with mouthwash.
Why not gargle?
And is it just the mouthwash? Are we supposed to gargle with the hydroxychloroquine or the ivermectin? I'm confused.
Sometimes. I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
Goodness.
I got to laugh because otherwise you cry because yeah. this is the senior senator from Wisconsin, folks. Mm-hmm. Like this is and then now I'm sure this is going to be his response to this report from Congress.
He's exposed things that didn't need to be exposed.
Right. I mean, it still confuses me that somebody who has been proven time and time again to be knowingly spreading false information. It just takes me back to perhaps the line that best exemplifies the state of American politics today. It was many, many years ago that Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan of the state of New York said to somebody, "You're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts." Well, that was then. We now live in the Kellyanne Conway era of alternative facts, where if you repeat a lie often enough, put enough money behind it, put enough celebrity or TV power or whatever, people believe it. They believe that to be the fact when it's not. And somewhere, these conversations that we keep talking about have to get us back to where we are all operating under respect for truth, to understand that you need to examine your own values, look at your own framing of how you study things, and if you're confident in what you believe, that's one thing. Whether it's true or not is entirely another. And if you don't think something is true, if you don't believe it, and you just say, well, I'm against it, that's a tacit admission that you don't want to take the truth seriously. You don't want to take the facts seriously. It's almost like the attitude of a petulant child that I want to believe there's a man living in the moon, and that's okay for the crazy uncle at Thanksgiving dinner or what have you. It's not okay in a United States senator. And that's what we have been forced to deal with here, is a constant flow of disinformation. You know, note, I don't say misinformation. That's just where you throw out things because, well, I just happen to think they're right. You know, and I know I'm wrong, but I want to believe that they're right. I hear that a lot from people. I hear that way too often from people. Well, I want to believe that that's right. That's not how right and wrong work. That's misinformation. Disinformation is when you knowingly spread false information with the intent to deceive some people, to win them over, and essentially to weaponize them for political purposes. So when we talked in 2016, 2017, 2018 about whether Donald Trump had very cozy ties to Russia and Putin because of the things that he was saying, it's because there was concerns not about disinformation, but misinformation. And now we see that he had hundreds of pages of documents with extremely sensitive information that could have been used to further efforts at misinformation or disinformation. We heard it all the time about Hunter Biden's laptop. We heard it all the time about Ukraine when Ukraine was just a convenient punching bag, which only made it easier for Russia to attack it, to invade it, to kill God only knows how many thousands of innocent Ukrainians, because Ron Johnson and other politicians found Ukraine to be a convenient, you know, way to excuse behavior that would help them win elections rather than focusing on these bread and butter issues like fixing the roads, helping people get health care, doing something about a changing climate that is increasing natural disasters, leading to more flooding, more asthma attacks and deaths, you know, the things that we expect our leaders to be working on. But instead, we get these conspiracies, you know, for the sake of staying in power. And if that means you've got to make up some stuff about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or mouthwash, well, Senator Johnson, you go ahead and say it however you want to say it. But some of us are going to keep telling you you're wrong. You looked like you had a Ron Johnson bite just ready to go on one of these. So I was hoping to tee that up.
I already used the ones that I queued up. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, they're good. They can come back again and again. All in the name of letting people know that despite billionaires funding super PACs to try to make somebody look good, there's no way to make somebody look good when their cure for something that killed a million Americans is horse paste and mouthwash. We'll be back. You're up next.
Why not gargle?